Alaska, W8BD Mobile. W8VD.
Good morning, sir. N8WRO.
Just leaving George's.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Did you have a skillet by chance?
That's the only thing to have when you're at George's. Skillet. Hot all the way through the meal.
Yeah, my granddaughter was in town last night, but they close early, and she really enjoyed the flamingo shake they make. And I don't think it's on the menu, but he still makes it. So next time she comes here, we're going to have to stop there to get that.
Yeah, I talked to him. Well, there's a little parking lot situation there. I don't know if you noticed that mess or not.
Haven't been there too recently, but the shape of his lot is always been a problem there.
Yeah, he's had a tussle with the car lot. They decided to park a whole bunch of cars in the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that recently. I'll have to swing by or take a look when I bypass it there. There is some talk about the when the railroad left that you might get a little of that land, but I think not. I think that's going to be rails to trails.
Bicycle or motorized vehicle or don't you know?
No, it's just a continuation of Macomb Orchard, which kind of starts on the other side of 32. That's the trailhead right there now, heading out to Armada. And it's just, just a bike trail. I know, I forget the qualifications for motorized bike, but, no gas engine devices whatsoever.
Yeah, we're supposed to meet a couple there on the trail in Richmond here at 1:30. We're going to go into Armada and back, 14-mile run. Kind of looking forward to it as long as it doesn't rain. That's our afternoon plan. So we're going to be back up here. Decided to go to breakfast at the golf course, but the flat golf course doesn't serve breakfast anymore. So that's what's going on with us.
Are you talking Little Camille's at Michigan Meadows or another one?
Yeah, Michigan Meadows. They got out of the breakfast business.
Well, now that's too bad because I never did get a chance to try it. They do a good job. It's just some of they got banquet tables pretty much. They got to kind of figure that out. And I think they need a fireplace if they're going to stay open for winter time.
Yeah, it is a bit cool in there in the winter time, that is for sure. But yeah, we enjoy it. I don't like golfing there. I like golfing in a farmer's field, but we like to eat there.
So my daughter was in town with the girls, and we did Commercial House last night. Food was great, but the service was a little slow, but not a problem. It was still a good experience.
Yeah, my son likes to go to the Commercial House on Mondays. The Mondays are golf week, so usually, you know, and he brings his son with him because he's a pretty good golfer, 6 years old, and he golfs. And then afterwards, you know, Dad, I'm hungry. And so Dad takes him to the Commercial House, and we usually go there with him to Commercial House. We enjoy that. So haven't had too much of a waitress problem there, though, or slow. But, yeah, that was good. We did find some really good places on the Woodward Strip. Marion and I went to a place called Taco Brothers or Taco Bros. Oh, my gosh, that was good. What'd you have, you said? It was so good. The quesadillas were to die for. And then we went to some other place called the Chalet or something of that nature, and that was pretty good. We just went out to eat, and we're kind of connoisseurs of doing things like that. And both places were really positive experience.
Well, that answers the question I was going to ask, is what you did after you were leaving the cruise. I thought you might partake in some of the dining out that way, so there you go.
No, we did it on our lunch break and on our dinner break. We didn't go to the fire station. I had enough of fire station food all my life, so we went there, and that was good. After the cruise, we went to Tashmu, had an adult beverage, and headed home and crashed.
Oh, I bet. I was reading up on it on Discord. A lot of sun, you know, just a lot of standing around, walking around. So I could see where you need a little R&R after that.
Yeah, we popped the canopy tent up in the middle and kind of sat there, and she watched one side of the road and I watched the other side of the road. So we did our civic duties. But you know, they had so much police presence there. I mean, we even saw Ann Arbor police there was helping. So they, if anything happened, Waterford was, just all over the county. And even Ann Arbor, you know, with their motorcycles, the state police was there with their 8 or 9 bikes. They really had eyes everywhere.
Good deal. I guess they call that saturation. It's saturated. And then, of course, teams like ARPSC just add to the mix, which is all good.
Yeah, well, if anything did happen, it sure wasn't going to be very long before any of their professional resources were there. So it worked out well. We had a good time, learned a lot, learned a couple things for our own team that we need to adjust on, but all went well.
How about the code plugs? Code plugs worked fine?
Yeah, it worked remarkably well. At the end of the day, we only ended up using 2 frequencies. We used their repeater, the 63 event 1, and we ended up using Simplex GMRS channel to communicate amongst us. So realistically, and we were scanning, what did I have in there? You saw the code plug. We were scanning 9 channels, and we were only using 2, the GMRS to chat locally, and the 63 event 1 for the Dream Cruise. No other frequencies were really needed, and the radios were stacked heavy.
Yeah, I got your message on the GMRS, and I actually went ahead and programmed it in here. Of course, I was way too far away to even. I opened the squelch just to see if I could, and I even put it on the antenna on top of the house to see if I could just monitor, but yeah, it's just, because I think it's 5 watts max on that, so it just wasn't making it all the way up here, which I wouldn't expect it to. But then even the DMR, the 63 event 1, same thing, put it on the top antenna. But then again, I guess they said at the net that that was only 25 watts. So can't get it, but it, I think it's designed that way. It's designed to be more local like that. So it worked for the event, and it's by design.
Yeah, I can't say for sure, but my guess is that that antenna was on top of the Berkeley Fire Station. And I didn't see the height of it, but most fire station antennas only worry about their community. I know when I played fireman, our antenna only worried about our community. So let's say it's this average, 100 feet, and you're only concerned about that. And I'm sure they didn't get the top bill, but I was assuming that that's what they were using was the Berkeley power.
Well, Dave and I were checked into the their net at, I believe, that would have been 8 o'clock on Thursday, and one of their assistant ECs, Mike, was running the show, and he mentions 25 watts. He didn't clarify where the antenna was, but he said 90 feet high. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, that would explain it. And it was probably on the Berkeley Fire Station. So 5 mile range, maybe 10 if you're lucky. So it was all good. You know, Dave and I were chatting a little bit back and forth about, you know, DMR and stuff like that. And I go, Dave, it's not the repeater. It's your antenna presence. So.
So was that your truck with the ARPSC signs on it, on the medium? That looked sweet.
It's my baby.
And I got communication from one of our guys, John. He's got my other set of signs. He already Apple paid me, so there you go. Got that done. Awesome.
Let me call you right back. I got to open a door here. I'll be right back. WBD.
Any WRO.
Okay, that is Kay's Mobile with a public service announcement if anybody wants to hear it.
Go ahead, sir. Any WRO Richmond.
W8RO, all right, yeah, hey, I'm just coming back through Ohio into Michigan, and boy, the 75, as you approach Ohio, is a very difficult place to be this afternoon, whether you're going north or going south with all the construction. The southbound traffic on 75 is backed up for miles and miles and miles.
Good copy on that information. So you say it's apparently related to construction.
Yeah, a lot of semi-tractor trailers out there probably having a bad day. And I see more. I'm northbound now. We went through our own construction, but there's a whole bunch going south right now on 75. They're going to run into that. It's really messy. And it chokes three lanes down to one lane, and then it's just backed up for miles.
Copy on the information. Thank you very much. NAWRO.
All right, very good, W8RO. I hope somebody heard us if you did, because I would, after seeing that, I would definitely be looking for an alternate route. Even if old farm roads or something there. KDHZSK mobile. KDHZSK is clear and 2 o'clock.
W8PD back.
N8WRO, don't go south to Ohio on 75. Apparently there's a big back. I hate those backups. When it's a parking lot, you just wait, and there's no way to go forward or back.
Okay. That's good to know. I guess I got a question. Do I owe you money for those signs, or does the club pick them up?
No, now wait. I thought John bought the second pair of signs I had. You already paid me for your signs at Culver's, the last time we were at Culver's, right?
Yeah, I only had one set of signs. So I got those from you, I believe, at Culver's, right? I can look. There's a receipt in there.
Correct. Well, you got them from me at Culver's, and you handed me a 20 spot, and we're square. Not an issue. We're good.
Okay, yeah, because when you brought it up, I thought, I had a senior moment there, and I thought, did I pay him for those, or did I pay the club? All right, that's fine. That's all good. I always say, this is the world according to Wally. If I'm going to screw somebody for money, you're going to read about it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal if I get caught.
No, we're all set on that. You're set. John got the other pair. Apparently, you wanted to keep them, and so we settled up last night, and he gave me Apple Pay for that. So, and you're thinking about the Thursday meeting? You're gonna be able to make it? I guess Mike's gonna be taking the Thursday meeting on coming up on MISD.
I have to look at my schedule. It's been just terribly hectic lately. Just go, but I have to look. So, I mean, we're still plagued with owning two houses, and I will let you know before tomorrow morning. This is a physical meeting. This is week three, correct?
That is correct. Coming up is the 21st, if I got that right, yeah. 17th day, 21st is Thursday, 7 p.m. I'm going to try to get there at 6:30 because Dave won't be there, but Mike will be handling it. And don't know what he has on deck for us, but he's there, so I'll be there.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know either way. I have to check. I'll be so glad when things calm down, but I have to check. I do that. I know next is out September because they're disappearing for 10 days.
And then now that you guys got the Dream Cruise done, now we got the October set, and it's coming up the first Saturday of October. So we really only got August and September to plan. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. A little bit of work, but I like that.
I think the sets are easy to do, aren't they? Just like the thing we did in the spring with the radio stuff. That's not too bad.
Yeah, I presume you're going to do the same thing that you did last time, right? Because I think that, for what it's worth, I think that worked out well. You being dispatched and then Mike being the formal net control. This time, though, I'm going to be mobile with the mobile radio, and you send me wherever you want to send me is what I'm looking forward to, not limited to just, because last time I only had an HT. I wanted to stay in the footprint of the repeater up here. Now, you know, with the mobile, yeah, whatever. Dave comes up with for, you know, I know we're not supposed to know a lot about it ahead of time, but I think there were a few items you guys wanted to take care of for the EC as far as setting up, you know, backup frequencies and stuff, but I'm sure we'll talk about the next meeting.
Yeah, I had another idea, too. I ran by Dave. We can talk about it at the meeting, basically at the manager's meeting. So, you've got my cell phone number, right?
Yes, I do, because I have the rosters. So give me permission to put that in my phone. I'll put it in my phone.
Go ahead. Give me a call in about a minute and a half.
Copy that. Will do. N-A-W-R-O. Listening still.
W A T I J. W A V D in or out to the trails in Richmond.
A little cloudy, but you should have a good day for it. N-A-W-R-O.
I'm hoping so. A little cloudy is better than full sun, but the trails are pretty well shielded from the sun anyways.
I'm not sure if it's still there anymore, but we used to stop at Chaps once we got to Armada. Did a little break there, then turn around and came back.
And Chaps it will be. It's been a while since I've done this, but we always go into our maid and do something, be it an adult beverage, because, you know, biking and drunk, they go together, biking and drinking.
It's a reward for getting halfway there. That's still a pretty good length on the trail there. I don't think I'd be able to do that myself, so kudos to you both.
You are looking at one physically fit specimen here. We're fine.
Well, alrighty then. You guys have fun, and we'll continue our conversation about the organization a little bit later at another time. N-A-W-R-O, have a good time, Wally.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't have any skin in the game on it, you know. Whatever the majority wants, and I have agreements no matter which way it goes. I just think all of it needs to be addressed and figure out how we're going to do it all, and then after that, we're going to go. You asked about Thursday night. I checked my calendar. I cannot go. I have, big bet, I have a sales rep taking us to Cabana Blue. So I'm going to Cabana Blue on somebody else's dime.
Oh, heck, you cannot pass that up, so that settles that.
Yeah, I thought there was something, so I know it's been busy. You know, everybody was trying to, this is the type of year where all of the sales reps try to keep all of their friends close and their enemies closer.
righty. I'll let you guys have at it. Have a good one, Wally. I'm sure we'll talk soon. N8WRO.
Yeah, you see anything noteworthy in the weather, text me.
Will do. Cursory look at the radar shows nothing right now, but we'll keep an eye on it, I advise. N8WRO.
W-A-D.
W-D-A-K-L-O.
Come on back to that station. WIUG 48, go ahead. WIUG 48, could you copy me at all? I'm not sure how well I'm getting in. Straight up in the air, you'll be doing all right. And go ahead.
A guy that exactly straight up in the air. Where I have it. Name here is George. What's your name? Go ahead.
Name here is Jack. WIUG 48, Rochester.
You guys are on the wrong frequencies. You guys are on a ham frequency.
I'm a ham, so I'm on the right frequency. I just tried this repeater out here to see. I haven't tried it very much, so there. Go ahead.
I guess I'm on the right frequency. KF8DIC, what is your call sign?
The call's Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee, the 1982, YUZ is my call. Go ahead.
Roger, yeah, I copy you now. What is your location?
I'm over here at White Lake. I'm southeast of you here a little ways. I'm not real close to you there. I'm over here at White Lake. It's my PTH. Your name is George. Go ahead.
All right, George, I'm at Mobile. I'm on Drake and Ocean Lake. Yeah, you're not too far from me. We're a few miles apart here, Jack. Yeah, we're 2 miles. Yeah, a few miles apart here. So at least we're getting in anyway. I was trying to call Kurt, KDWS. He was over there in Fenton. I thought they'd give it a shot since I was out here. This outside here. I thought I'd try it out here for the handheld. Go ahead. Yeah, Roger. Yeah. Well, you're sounding good now. Hey, Jack, real good. Well, you sound okay, too. You're no problem with your copying you, either. So, you're doing fine over there. Not a problem copying you there. Where are you headed go ahead.
Heading 15 miles and Ocean Lake.
Okay, what, you got family over there, or what's going on over 15 miles? Got anything exciting going on there? Go ahead.
No, just driving around.
Oh, yeah, you sound good over there. Not a problem. 15 miles, don't you think? Yeah, I know where that is. Been around there a lot over the years. I've been over there quite a bit, so I know what you're talking about. Been over there, so, not bad. Yeah, you're doing a good job in this system, so, not a problem. It's just finding a good spot, where to go here, so. Yeah, I'm up here in the backyard of my shopping on my handhold right now, so. I thought I'd try, but I don't think I can get in the house very well, so I'm trying it outside here. Figure that I can make it in if I got it right. I'm at the radio, of course, I have it vertical, so shouldn't be a problem, my boy.
A lot of static behind you. I don't know how kind of radio you have. What's the name of that radio you
have? I'm using a Bofang. I'm in the 5-watt position. I've got 5-watt. I'm running 5 watts with it right now at the moment. Jack, go ahead. You're breaking up just a little bit. I don't know if I'm doing the same thing or not, but I hear you in there. I got you. I got all what you said there. So anyway, yeah, I'm just running the handheld. I've got a long antenna on it. So that's what I'm using. I'm not running any beam or anything like that. I'm just using I don't know what you call a antenna. It's longer than the regular rubber duck. It's a longer antenna than what a regular rubber duck is. I'm not sure what they call it. I don't remember right now. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Roger. Ryan, what were you saying there, Jack? Go ahead.
Repeater, are you on? Or what's the frequency?
I'm the Fenton repeater. We're on the Fenton repeater, WASSM. That's what I'm transmitting on. Over here in Fenton, I'm on the Fenton repeater right now.
Okay. I'm white, right? So you're doing all right.
All right, catch you later.
Good talking to you. KFA-DIC.
Okay, KFA-DIC, WAYZ. I hope I got your call right. So that's just a W-A-I-U-T at first. I thought I heard the different call, but I've got your call, DIC. I hope I have that right there, Jack. Anyway, 7-3, and we'll catch you later. Take care.
This is WA, why you said clear with you?
N8HLY. N8HLY. You are listening, Tom. N8ASD.
KD8RSB, you copy?
Roger.
November 8, Oscar Bravo uniform.
November 8, Oscar Bravo uniform. Roger. Thanks for checking in and getting things going for us. You are allowed and clear. KD8RSB.
Copy. I'll be monitoring. Can you go to you?
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. I'm sure listening on the UHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. You may also check in on the net. Please call KDHRHB. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening on Central Michigan Emergency Repeater System on UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDHRHB.
WDA Delta X-ray Bravo.
Good afternoon, Charlie here, loud and clear.
Yeah, I have you loud.
CBSWR.
Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Good afternoon. Thanks for checking in.
For anybody listening on the VHF or UHF Central Michigan Emergency Network, we're doing the Sunday Night Net. It starts in about 4 minutes. Feel free to check in. If you can hear the net, feel free to check in. This is KVSWR.
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim in Richmond, Macomb County.
November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, good afternoon. You are loud and clear. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. As you are listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network, my computers, UHF and VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call to the REP. Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF when you're near courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly citywide exchange of information and ideas concerning Office Common Michigan, including ARIES, NPS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part of this net. This is Lincoln RL section.
Level next.
Regular participants include your section officials, SES officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB, and my name is Brett. I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the PREAC group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey, in and out. Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. And Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the next please call. Are there any relays? Nothing heard. We'll go ahead and get started. Start off with Max, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, Max.
All right, good afternoon, Brett, and everyone on the net. KD8RHB, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November here. Your signal is better. Just had a little bit of sleep. So, anyway, a couple of things going on this week in the state. Tuesday, we have the state of Michigan has got an integrated preparedness planning workshop we'll be holding in the morning. It's annual planning exercise they do to beef up the training plan for the coming year, training and exercise plan. The quarterly state emergency management coordinators meeting is on Tuesday, and that's on Wednesday, and then next Sunday, I'll make the plug now, 4 o'clock Eastern time is the start time for the FEMA Region 5 Austin convoy. 60 meters channel 4 and then moves to 40, and DSR and DMR in that order. If you're interested in joining into that, please do. I'd love to have a check in, most of you are able to. Planning for the fall exercise on October 4th is going quite well. We have the exercise plan largely drafted. We will be putting that out to all of the emergency coordinators September 6th, or by then, if not sooner. That's really looking like it's coming into shape pretty well. For this week, with that, I'll say, I hope you all have a great week ahead. Stay safe and healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Back to Matt.
All right. Very good, Matt. Thank you for your comment. Looking forward to getting the FTP so we can get that out to the others. And thanks for you guys doing all that. As far as for me, KDRHB here, the last 4 days helped out, we did in the mobile command center, helped do dispatch activities for the Kelvin County Fair. So basically from 4 to almost midnight from Thursday through Saturday, helped out there. So good experience, been doing that for the last several years, and just keeps getting better. So. Other than that, don't have much else to add, so get back to the list. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, go ahead, Jim.
KDRHB and Net, this is KJVD. My name is Jim and I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. We've got upcoming on the 26th of August, a meeting between myself and the AEC, sort of looking ahead at some of the stuff coming up in the future and discussing some of the things that have happened in the past. So it's going to be one of those kind of meetings where we sort of figure out what's going on. Big news in the county is that KB8AY has gotten an upgrade to one of the brand new Windows 11 bricks for the OneLink stuff we have here. So he's got 80, 40, and 20 up with no problem. Everything's doing well. The VAR FM in the packet is also operating quite nicely here. And so along with the WHCMN-3 and WHCMN-9 packet, we should have pretty good windlight coverage here in the Washtenaw County. So kudos to KBAY for getting all that stuff up. Other than that, not too much going on. We've got a siren test coming up beginning of September, but you know, that's sort of one of the standard things we have ongoing there. So anyway, good to hear the folks on the net there. And with that, thanks to Brett for running the net. Back to you. This is Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta.
Yes, very good, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for your comments. Good stuff. Hopefully you have a good meeting with your AEPs, and that'll be good. All right, I'll take a quick standby. If there's anyone listening that wants to check in, either on ECAP or the Central Michigan Emergency Link Repeater System, please call K88RHB. All right, hearing none. Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. What are your comments, Don?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much going on here. We did our parts on the air at Fort Custer yesterday. Conditions were good. With 247 contact. It was a nice day. That's about all I have. Now back to Red Control. KD8RHB, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Glad you were able to do some quota yesterday with the group, so good to hear you. All right, next station, might need a relay here, but Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra, you're up.
This is KW5AS, weak, for the most part, unreadable. The only person I can hear well is JVD. So not much report other than I'm checking in, and hopefully bank conditions will be better next week, KW5AS.
Very good. I had you good readable here, so thanks again for checking in. Always good to hear you, and hopefully you hear more of us next week. So thanks again. All right, next, November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. N8OBU, you're up for comment, sir. You're up for comments.
There's a net on 3935. You guys are bleeding over.
I'm not sure where Mike's at. He might be eating dinner. Added a couple more repeaters in the upper part of lower Michigan, 145.31 in Mac City with the 131.8 PL, and 444.600 with the 151.4 PL. Also added a DMR machine in Levering, so if you're up that way and you're hearing us on the network, on the net here, please feel free to check in. And anybody going up that way, those three repeaters are linked back to our system downstate. Obviously, UHF is linked to UHF, VHF to VHF, and DMR to DMR. So get up that way if you're going on vacation or whatever on the island or St. Ignace. Feel free to use them. We also added repeater in Sault Ste. Marie, so if you get up that way on vacation, take your DMR radio. You'll be able to talk downstate. All I got for you this week, Brad, back to you. KB at SWR.
Very good, Jeff. Thank you very much for your, thanks for checking in, your comments, and thanks for everything you're doing and getting everybody up on, getting them more, I guess, opportunity for others, as far as staying connected and, yeah. All right, next station, November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar.
Well, thanks, Brett. My name is Tim Tango, India Mike, N-A-W-R-O. I'm one of the AECs here in Macomb County. And we just got deployed, 8 people, due to an invite to the Woodward Dream Cruise, and it was quite successful, and we thank Oakland County for that invite. I'm talking on the 147.2 local VHF repeater. I thank Jeff and all of Central Michigan for providing that link. Our roster is up to 30 members now, and the postcard recruitment project, we have 38 postcards out. We're still looking for a return on that. We're very much looking forward to the October 4th set. That's kind of the next big thing on our agenda. So with all that, back to net, this is NAWRO.
Very good, Tim. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Again, I really think the postcard thing that you guys are doing is pretty awesome. Hopefully you get some feedback on that. Be curious to keep it posted as that goes along over the next few weeks. But, all right, I don't have anything else to the net. Is there anyone that I might have missed or anyone else that wishes to check in? Please call me. All right, hearing none, I want to thank everyone for checking in this afternoon. Everyone be safe and enjoy the upcoming week and look forward to hearing you guys next Sunday. This is KGRHB returning this back to normal imagery. Out.
Thanks, Mike. Keep it up, Steve here.
Testing, testing, testing.
What are you testing?
I don't think it's working.
You're making Detroit repeater fine by the looks of it. Keep it up, Steve here.
Testing here as well. Testing, testing.
Here, go ahead. Where are you at that you're doing testing?
I'm in speed link with just a small tire top antenna and a 5-watt handheld. The antenna's on top of the house, so.
Yeah, I missed the part where you said you were at. I know you said it, but I didn't hear you. Sorry.
In the speed link.
Okay. Yeah, you're making it just fine from C1.
All right. Thanks for that.
Yep. Definitely got a good signal into the system.
What's your call there in Sebring? I missed it.
Sorry, no call sign.
Well, if you're not a licensed amateur radio, you're not legal to transmit on this frequency. So you can do some research, and we'd like to see you get your license because it sounds like you got a good signal in. But, yeah, please refrain from transmitting on the amateur frequencies until you receive your, apply for and receive your amateur radio call. Keep it SWR.
Yep. It's a lot cheaper to study and go ahead and get your license so that you're legal because it's $1,000 per occurrence per day for transmitting on amateur radio frequency without a license. Any radius?
AB8 SWR, AB8 TDL.
Go ahead.
AB8 SWR, AB8 TDL. Hey, I just had a question about the net that just happened on this frequency. Is that like a simulcast? Over.
Yeah, there's a station, NAW has a TS-2000 that he's able to link to the network. So that is being ran on HF-3932, and then he brings it to VHF and UHF for us that don't have capabilities or, you know, if you're not home and you don't have your HF rig. You can still get into the net and listen to the net.
Okay, copy that. I was just curious what was going on there. Because it didn't break the signal. I just wondered what that was all about. But you said 3932. I'll have to check that out next week. Over.
Yeah, no problem. Happens every Sunday night at 5 o'clock. And like I said, we bring it to VHF and UHF to broaden the, you know, the ability for people to get in. And like I said, if you're not home, if you're away or whatever, you know, most people have VHF or UHF, so that allows more check-ins there and that to be broadcast over a larger area. It's all legit and legal, so that's why we make the announcement. If you can hear it, feel free to check in on VHF or UHF.
Okay, roger that. Appreciate the information. This is K8PDL, clear, 73.
73, QB at SWR. And I see you're on 28 making the Portland receiver. Where are you located?
Yeah, 10-4. I am in just a few miles away from your voter station. Actually out in my yard with an HT, over.
Okay, well, we have a remote receiver in Portland there, so just on the west side. So that's what you're making, and I kind of gathered you on, and you see the way your signal is bouncing around, but glad you could get in there and make contact, so feel free to use it as you see fit in the correct way. But anyways, I think that came out right. Something like that anyways. Keep me an SWR.
KJSWR, KATGL. Yeah, copy that. I do like that receive station you guys put here in Portland. That really opened up my my capabilities here in this town. So that was a nice feature you guys added to your network. Over.
Yeah, possibility of putting a DMR machine there is real, too. It's just a matter of figuring out, you know, the cost. It's going to incur a monthly cost, so something that can be done. It's just we haven't got that far yet.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, indeed. Love what you guys did again. And yeah, DMR would be cool here in this area. Your network is huge, and I appreciate all you guys do for it. Maybe somebody else will reach out and help out. Over.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm going to clear out, and I'm going to drop the connection between VHF and UHF, so if anybody wants to use it, they can. 7-3. Keep it SWR.
KATGL.
Thank you.